This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The nations pay homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 154th birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prathana Sabha was organized at Bapu's Samadhi in Rajghat in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. The President and Vice President also paid homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, Mahatma Gandhi's ideals of truth and non-violence paved a new way for the world. She said, Mahatma Gandhi not only fought for non-violence throughout his life, but he also took up the cause of cleanliness, women empowerment, self-reliance and farmers' rights, and fought against untouchability, social discrimination and illiteracy. President Murmu said Mahatma Gandhi inspired everyone to participate in the freedom struggle and led a huge movement that changed the course of history and got us independence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday led the nation in Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan by joining the mega cleanliness drive. Mr. Modi joined the campaign with fitness influencer Ankit Bayan Puria and cleaned the garbage and waste. As part of the Ek Tariq, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness, people across the country yesterday participated in a mega cleanliness drive on the clarion call of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Modi had appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for cleanliness drive to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh announced that 4 people have been arrested in connection to the brutal killing of 2 innocent students. It may be mentioned that the photographs of the brutal killing of 2 students, Pijam Hemanjit and Hijam Leithongangbi, who have been missing since July this year, surfaced on social media platforms. Speaking to media persons at Chief Minister Secretariat, Biren said that a special team of CBI has arrested all persons and have been flown out of the state for further investigation. The Chief Minister appealed to the people not to spread rumours and that the present crisis has been created by some miscreants in collaboration of groups based outside the country. The Reserve Bank of India has extended the last date of exchange of the 2,000 rupees denomination banknotes to the 7th of this month. In its statement, RBI said that the period specified for the withdrawal process has come to an end, and based on a review, it has been decided to extend the current arrangement for the deposit or exchange of 2,000 rupees banknotes until the 7th of this month. The bank had on May announced the withdrawal of its highest value currency note, 2,000 rupees, from circulation, adding that the notes will continue to be legal tender. The Tawang Marathon, a mega sporting event jointly organized by the Indian Army and the Arunachal Pradesh state government, was held successfully at Tawang yesterday. The event, a first of its kind in the entire Northeast, saw enthusiastic participation by the locals and runners from all over the country. Overall, runners from 25 states participated in 4 race categories, that is marathon, half marathon, 10 kilometers and 5 kilometers run. According to some of the reputed ace marathoners who participated in the event, this is perhaps one of the most challenging high-altitude marathon in the country. Kiran Rijiju, Union Minister of Earth Sciences, and Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu were present on the occasion. The historic marathon coincided with the national Swachh Bharat campaign, which saw the participants and the audience cleaning the stadium premises with active participation, including the Chief Minister of the state. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecasted heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 3 days. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.